Vivian Snyder came into Jesse's office with Molly. Her left arm was in a cast. She had two black eyes, and Jesse could tell there was packing in her nose. Jesse got to his feet. "Sit down, Mrs. Snyder," he said. When she had eased into a chair, Vivian Snyder looked at Molly. "I don't want her here," Vivian said. Jesse nodded to Molly. She went out, leaving the door open. Jesse was quiet. Vivian looked uncomfortable in her chair. She looked around the office, file cabinets, coffee maker, computer, window overlooking the parking area in front of the fire station. "You married?" Vivian said. "No." "Ever been married?" "Yes." Vivian nodded, as if what he had said was significant. Jesse waited. "The bastard has been hitting me for years," Vivian said. "Why do you stay?" Jesse said. "I'm Catholic. I'm not supposed to get divorced." "Have you talked with your priest?" "No. I didn't want nobody to know." "But you're talking with me. You know anyway." Jesse nodded. Outside Jesse's window, some firemen were polishing one of the trucks. Their voices sounded happy. "I don't want a divorce," Vivian said. She was looking at her right hand as if she were checking the polish on her fingernails. "We've been together a long time," she said. "We went to high school together." "Hard to walk away from that," Jesse said. "He didn't used to hit me." "Is it booze?" Jesse said. "Mostly. Usually won't hit me unless he's drinking." "Any kids in the house?" "No, we never had kids." Outside the window, one of the firemen whooped with laughter. "You want to bring charges against your husband?" Jesse said. "I don't know what to do," Vivian said. Jesse was still. She'd get to it. "I'm 53 years old and I drink too much for 20 years and I'm fat and stupid and I look like shit." Jesse made a neutral gesture with one hand. "I got no kids," Vivian said. Jesse nodded. "I got no money, I got no education." Jesse nodded. "Last job I had was waitressing at a pancake house in Lakeville." Jesse stayed still and waited. "I lose Jerry, what the fuck have I got?" she said, and began to cry. "A rock and a hard place," Jesse said. Molly appeared at the open door and looked in. Jesse shook his head slightly and Molly went away. Vivian sat with her head down and cried aloud. After a time, she got her breathing under control and raised her face. "Maybe you could talk with him," she said. "I could do that," Jesse said. "I don't know what else to do," Vivian said. "You and your husband ever been in counseling?" "You mean a shrink?" "Yeah." "I'm not talking to nobody," she said. "Except me," Jesse said. "Shrinks are all crazy anyway," she said. She was crying again. Jesse sighed and nodded slowly. "Okay," he said. "I'll talk to him."